Hello there, and welcome to this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Rach Gámez with Susana Nieves for Radio Havana Cuba. Here we would like to share with you some news about the world of tourism to and originating from Cuba. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. The commercial fair of the 22nd Habano Festival was inaugurated this Monday, February 22nd, at the Convention Center in Havana, with the participation of more than 230 exhibitors and 2,200 participants from more than 70 countries, including, in addition to Cuba, Germany, Mexico, Italy, Spain, Ecuador, Panama, Costa Rica, and Colombia.
Ana Teresita González Fraga, first deputy minister of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, stated that the fair, organized year after year by the Havanos Corporation, has become a prominent meeting not only for manufacturers and suppliers of tobacco known worldwide, but also for artisans, collectors, accessory suppliers, printers, carriers and suppliers of gourmet products from all over the planet.
We celebrate this year's fair in the middle of a very complex scenario for our country, with a powerful intensification of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States government against Cuba, trying to isolate and suffocate us economically, she said.
In the presence of the diplomatic corps and other national and foreign personalities, she denounced the fact that the blocking of Cuban financial transactions has increased. As a result, there are difficulties with supplies. Companies and shipping companies are prosecuted and sanctioned, so that fuel does not reach the island, creating difficulties not only for development, but for the normal functioning of the Cuban life.
Cuba is present at the commercial fair with 54 of the 84 exhibition stands, which shows the varied offering of the nation in fields as diverse as cultural and musical production, fashion, tourism, gastronomy, and of course, in everything that is related to Habano cigars, from collector's items to smoker's items, including the most varied and innovative humidors. The organizers plan for this week 3 nights of the best music, starring renowned international artists, as well as conferences combined with the excellent cuisine of the island and the tasting of cigars, along with cocktails from different parts of the world.
For 5 days, the festival attendees will get to know the origin, elaboration, and the most diverse features of culture and authentic traditions that Havana offers. February 28th closes the festival with a gala night dedicated to the tobacco brand Romeo and Julieta. The Havana prizes will be awarded and the long-awaited humidor auction will be held. The profits from the auction by tradition go entirely to the Cuban public health system.
During the annual review of tourism in Matanzas, held at the Meliá Marina Hotel, Manuel Marrero Cruz, Cuban Prime Minister, stressed that Varadero, the most important sun and beach destination in Cuba, represents today an international brand and is seen as a world leader in the field.
The Minister of Tourism, Juan Carlos Garcia, reported that last December 31st, Varadero received 42,593 tourists, a new record despite Washington's actions against the country, particularly against the tourism industry.
Garcia said Varadero will host the International Tourism Fair next May, Feed Cuba 2020 with Russia as a guest country. To this end, investments are being made aimed at improving the development of this tourist destination, which counts with the second best beach on the planet, according to international surveys. Varadero has more than 50 hotel facilities and a capacity exceeding 21,952 rooms and has about 1,800 hectares of beach in an area of 20 kilometers. And well, that's it for this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Rach Gámez.
And I'm Susana Nieves.
Thanks for your company.